Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we were talking about whether your car is a member of your family or not, and yeah. We got a call right now. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are y'all?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing good. I had a comment to make about the treating cars as family.
Yeah.
We'd had since my daughter was born, and we went to a dealership to go trade it in when she was 8 years old, and we got the deal done and went to go, you know, out to the parking lot and get in our new car, and we were all excited, and my daughter just runs and leans over the old car that we had on the hood and bawls and starts crying.
Oh.
I didn't know what in the world was going on. It embarrassed me so bad. But at the same time, I felt terrible.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's cute, though. I mean, I guess your car was part of the family to her anyway.
Yeah, I mean, having it that long, I just never had thought about it that way, you know, and I guess she felt differently, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. Did you go back and say, we want to keep our car?
No, the thing is, it never cranked for them to move it.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So my daughter, I explained it to her, you know, and she was, it took her a while to warm up to the new one, but she liked
it.
So.
That's cute.
Yeah. All right. So that's a story to tell you that you can get used to new family members, too.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, we love you. Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, if you're married, you can forget about picking up new guy friends along the path of life, because once you get married, you can't do that anymore.
Well, some people do it different. It would be kind of weird to me, but
I've got the can you hang out with him or not rules here, because I don't know. Tori, did you have a lot of guy friends before you met John?
No, not really. I mean, there was a group of mixed everything, but not really a lot of just guy friends.
Did you ever upgrade a guy to a boyfriend? Because that's, sometimes that's hard to do, but.
Would that be an upgrade for him?
Yeah, but did you ever have like a guy friend that turned into a boyfriend when
John
you were out on the dating?
Well, John and I were friends for years before we started dating.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's
now,
good.
Did you see him, were you in love with him the whole time, though, deep down inside? Or was he in love with you the whole time?
What? About that, but yeah. I was definitely like, well, he's beautiful, so
he had to be thinking that about you too, because guys hang out with girls as friends hoping they're gonna realize it one day.
Well, lucky him.
Okay. Can you hang out with him is the question they asked, and they say if you met him before you were married, They say, like an old high school friend or a family friend, yeah, it's okay to hang out with him after you're married or have a boyfriend.
What if you had dated him when you knew him before?
No, that, you can't do that one.
Well, because like a high school, you might have dated him when you're 16.
Oh, true. Yeah.
But I still think that's, I don't know, my wife knows some people from high school.
Yeah.
And she basically talks to him every now and then, and I don't really bother me at all.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like she does it regular. Right. It's Facebook type stuff.
Well, sure. I'm like, you know...
And Facebook's not dangerous.
Okay.
I have female friends that met their husbands because of me.
Okay.
Either one way or another. Even me knowing someone else who knew him.
Are they mad about that? Or are they happy?
They're happily married for years. And I'm like, it's crazy because that friend I no longer hang out with.
Okay.
How we met her husband. And it's like, you know, even though you had a bad friendship, something could come out of it.
And it all depends on the person, too. I mean, there are some people that you can be friends with, and it is just friends,
right,
guys and girls. But obviously, if it's someone a little treacherous, you're going to want to keep them out of your lives.
All right. Can you hang out with him's question if you met him through another couple and you and your husband both hang out with them?
Yeah,
as a group?
But still not a lot.
Yeah.
That starts to get sketchy.
There's a lot of times, well, you don't want... You're probably around when you're hanging out with them. Like, as a guy, Tom, you're still hanging out in the group.
Well, almost anyone that hangs out with you as a group is okay.
Yeah, it's okay. So, if he is a relative, it's okay to hang out with him because you knew him before, too, like a cousin.
Sometimes, I mean, I wonder about my wife and her brother. They sure do hang out a lot. She flies to see him and stuff.
Okay, but they're siblings, Tom.
Well, y'all do keep it in the family. I mean,
well, and, yeah.
That is true. I'm like, the way you guys did it is weird.
I didn't do anything weird. I met my wife.
Yeah.
We fell in love. We got married. My brother met her sister and dated her after our wedding. Make fun of him, not me.
Yeah.
And now his son's going to marry his nephew or his niece.
That is illegal, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If it was Tennessee, it wouldn't be, Tom.
I don't know, man. When they're that close to cousins.
I kissed a cousin. I'll admit it. I mean, honestly, all of us can say we've kissed a cousin.
No.
A distant.
Really. No.
Well, I used to be able to say that. Thank you. Somebody reminded me.
What?
Why can't you say it anymore?
Because I have.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you used to be able to say you haven't.
Yeah.
So you've done it recently.
I forgot. No. No, it's just something I forgot about.
Yeah. And they say, would you date a woman with a lot of male friends? They asked the fellas this. 53% of the people said, or guys said yes, but they'd have some concern about her relationship with them. They'd be always looking around and thinking something's up.
And also, those women are usually... There's something about women who have a lot of guy friends that I think that personality type is tougher.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you're just, I don't understand why women hang out with a lot of guys.
Well, some women say they can't get along with other women.
Well, and it's because Tori has to work with us every day too, Tom.
That's true. That's true.
You're hanging out with a bunch of guys in here.
Well, that's not the same. Yeah. Working with is not like, it's not like she goes out and hangs out with us at bars.
I know, but it's like a...
It's like Kato.
Kato and her hang out. That's right.
But you know, her husband John has been there. Asking her, when's he going to... I said, he's not like hanging out with us anymore, or is we get on his nerves?
He's like Tom. He doesn't like leaving the house.
That's sad.
No,
he loves it. He's so happy.
Maybe Tom can go over to your house and hang out with John while you and Kato are hanging out.
I don't think either of us wants that. We like to be alone.
It's a lot of socializing for the two of you.
just right back and forth on Facebook together.
Or text.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I got a new term for you. I've never heard this before, but I think it might catch on. You know, Gen Z comes up with some of the strangest terms, and sometimes they stick, and sometimes they disappear as fast as they came.
Yeah.
Like bed rotting. That's whenever you just lay around in bed all day and don't do anything. But I don't think that's going to last very long. It's not catchy. It's actually kind of gross sounding.
Yeah, we had couch potato.
That was better, I felt. It was a friendly potato.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but for those of us that lay on the bed to watch Netflix.
Oh, okay, not on the couch.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Still, like, I'd rather be a bed potato than rotting.
Right.
But here's one that's apparently based off an old Scottish term, but people are starting to use it again. It's called herkle-durkle. Whenever you hurkle dirkle, it's an old Scottish term for when it was time to get up, but you stay in bed anyway. Mm. An example would be, I was late to work because I hurkle dirkled for 20 minutes.
Uh-huh. You're going to lose that job using language like that.
Yeah, I feel like I could be misunderstood. Yeah.
It sounds more like a really bad dance move.
It does, or a dance.
Yeah.
Or a bad night of drinking. I just hurkle dirkled all over somebody.
Oh, gosh. I think of Urkel from that old TV show.
Oh, my gosh.
Family Matters.
Okay.
Can I do that?
I feel like it sounds like a dance, like do the Hercule Dirkle and you turn yourself around.
That's
what it's all about.
Hercule baby, Hercule baby, Hercule baby, Hercule.
They actually have a thing that says, is it bad for your health? It's the new term, but is Hercule Dirkling bad for you?
Yes.
One person says, I do be hurkling and I do be dirkling, and once I've hurked my last dirkle on a morning, I will get up. I'm a big fan of the hurkle dirkle.
Yeah, I am one person, like, when it's time to get up, I get up immediately. I don't lay around. I don't like it, but some people love it.
It depends. On a weekend, I will literally lean over, grab my iPad, and read or hop on social media. But in the morning during work days, I bounce out of bed and head in.
On the weekend, I do not feel. See, I got to immediately get up and get in that shower because I feel stinky.
In the shower.
And nasty.
I know.
And your hair's all matted together from sleeping. And you just feel dirty until you take that shower.
You need to turn your AC on.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That's nasty.
I like to wake up like that. And then I like to take the trash out and let the neighbors see me. My hair's sticking all up. Like, I slept in today, yeah.
You go outside?
I do.
Oh, okay. So, Cato and I are like that. Sometimes we don't shower the whole weekend, but I try not to go outside either.
Oh, this past weekend, I don't think I left my house. In fact, I told my sister, I said, I'm not even opening the door. I woke up at 8 o'clock. And I laid there. I got up, used the bathroom, climbed back in bed, looked at TV for a little bit, and fell back asleep till 11 o'clock.
I'm glad you said I got up and used the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are professional Hercule Dirkles.
Yeah, I didn't know how to say it.
It's hard to say it, Hercule Dirkle.
I watched a whole series of something on Netflix.
I read a whole book without getting out
of bed. If you got bed sores on a Saturday morning.
No, I roll over.
Okay.
I actually did have some spots from laying in the same place all the time.
That was a cheese ball that you sat on.
Well, I did. I think it was a cheese ball, but it was very gritty.
Hercule Dirkle was, I can't say it, but it's fun. Hercule Dirkle.
Hercule Dirkling.
Yeah, that's a funny saying. I mean, it's just a funny word.
I'm going to dirkle my Hercule this weekend.
Yes.
Oh. Well, they say that our brains are association machines, and so like we associate kitchen with food, and you might start to feel hungry when you walk into the kitchen. And if you start to associate scrolling through TikTok on your phone for a couple of hours before you fall asleep, it's more likely that you're going to end up in the morning waking up and not wanting to get out of bed, but instead just stay on your phone or something like that.
Yeah, just lay there.
So they say a lot of times if you hurkle dirkle too much, you start to lose motivation to get out and do things, and it causes you to start spending more and more time just laying in your bed.
I can see this branching out, too, because there's so many things that we do and just sit there, you know. Like, for example, you have your dinner. And you're sitting there just, you know, drinking or whatever, and you have a burple derple. You get it? See? Because you're just sitting at the table, socializing, hanging out with your, you know, family and stuff.
I can hear thousands of Gen Zs right now going, okay, boomer.
Yeah, burple derple. You get it? Burple? Because you're burping?
We get it. We're just not laughing.
I didn't expect for you to laugh. I just wanted you to get it.
We got it.
Okay.
I'm scared that you have more.
What if you're sitting on the toilet?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, goodness.
A turtle burple. A turtle oracle. What is it? Turtle durtle. It's a turtle durtle.
You better watch out.
Are you okay?
I regret bringing this up.
Because you sit on the toilet and your legs get numb sometimes. So you got the Hercule Dirkle, the Burple Dirkle, and then the Turtle Burkle.
I don't think the Turtle Dirkle has anything to do with your legs.
Oh, that's funny.
Smell that coffee. Yeah. I don't think that's coffee.
I ain't drinking nothing, y'all. That's just the way I am.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ever wonder what house guests think about your place whenever they come to visit?
Yeah, you know, people are judging you, whether it's clean or not, whether there's a cobwebs or dust bunnies underneath the couch.
You don't ever walk outside and just take a breath of fresh air and then walk in as you're a guest?
No, but like, I probably should.
This is what people are going to see. Like, oh, God, what's that smell? Oh, my God, is that trash? You need to take the trash out.
Oh, you're practicing for yourself? Just, okay.
Yeah, so I know what to do to change it up before they get there.
Like, when you leave your house for a couple of days and you come back in, like, mine has a good, pretty good smell.
What's it smell like?
Kind of like a new builder's house because it's relatively new.
Right.
And I think everybody's got their own smell. We've talked about that, but... You know, you do look at people's, like, what's the boards on the bottom?
I don't look at baseboards. Because I don't want them looking at mine.
Behind the toilet, you know. Behind the shower curtain.
Don't even look in the toilet.
Oh, wow. How do you aim?
It's a little orange.
Yeah.
You know, I had an aunt that was a florist, and she always had fresh eucalyptus in her house. And I love that smell, but it's so hard to find, mm-hmm. and it's expensive, and I just can't do it. But it was a great smell.
Just rub some Bengay under your nose.
You know what? That's what I should do. Everyone who comes over, I'll just reach over and swipe a little Bengay under their nose.
Just have a little container right there at the door when they walk in.
Well, that is the number one thing they notice about your house, is the smell.
Really? Yeah, I do notice that.
It is definitely. When you walk in, sometimes you walk into a smoker's house, you immediately know it. Or if they have a lot of dogs, big dogs, that will do it.
Cats. And never put the litter box right beside the door.
Mm-mm.
There's not a lot of people do that.
Yeah, you know, and my air fresheners are out too, so that doesn't help.
Okay, but like a kitty litter, and normally you don't put it at the front door, but it could be at the rear door, and most people come in through the rear.
Oh my God.
And you're like, wow, that kitty litter box smells horrible, so you might want to move that somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have a half dozen air filters in our house because we have ferrets.
Okay.
Definitely will smell ferrets if they're in the house.
Yours don't smell that bad. Now, your ferrets smell sometimes when they're on you, but as far as your house, you have a good smelling house.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
My wife does those little scented wax things.
I was just looking into, you know how you walk into a hotel and it smells so good everywhere you go?
Yeah.
So that's actually something that plugs into your HVAC, and I was looking into getting that for our house.
I've seen the videos on those.
It's like $2,000.
Yes, it's so expensive.
I'm going to have to stick with my little TJ Maxx diffuser.
Yeah. Okay, or do the thing that Tom's wife does with the crock pot. You put the little waxes in, and it smells like they're cooking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It smells like fresh like cookies or brownies or whatever you want, really.
And it's safer than the candles burning up your house and putting soot all over your walls.
Well, they say the temperature is something that people will notice if it's way hot or way cold.
I will notice that.
If you have music, they'll notice that. But it's a good thing if you're having a party or having people to dinner to maybe have some nice music in the background when they get there.
Oh, yeah. Or how about a TV in the background?
Maybe.
A sporting game, like the Super Bowl
party.
That's
true. Or, you would need that on at a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, because you know.
Can you imagine walking into a Super Bowl party and they're like, I love this game of tennis. Been watching this all afternoon.
Yeah. No, just, yeah, just be watching, like, I don't know, one of those housewife shows.
Golden Girls.
Yeah, something weird.
Here's one. Empty walls. They stick out like a sore thumb, and you need to put art or something on them.
I'm not going to need any of my friends to text me on that one.
Because you don't have any, or you do?
I don't, because I've been painting for like seven years now. So
they're
I've got everything's
you.
Off the wall now.
I will say sometimes, though, you can judge clutter, too. If it's like not decorated.
That's on the list later. They say the furniture, is it interesting or has it got claw marks from your cat and sunk in?
I do not like a couch that has all kinds of pet hair on it. And you like, because you don't want to sit down and get that pet hair on you. Am I judgmental?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's a lot, I can understand it. I don't ever, if it's not a big, thick layer.
Like, this is a fuzzy couch. It's not supposed to be. It's leather.
Yeah, but the reality is I'm not getting fur on me from the couch. If you have an animal, I'm going to be down playing with your animal the whole time.
Well,
so there's going to be fur
like
on me
that.
Either way.
Yes.
Now, this is one I've actually heard a lot from interior decorators is the entryway. It's the first thing people see. Make it nice. And we did that. We put like a really fancy table, a big mirror that's pretty. Just a few things like that so that when you walk in, the first impression is good.
Well, it took you about 6 years, too, kind of like Cato's project, because you had that one pillar on one side of your house.
I had have an entry into our dining room, and I put this really fancy pillar thing on one side, and it took me a long time to get around to the second
one. I'm like, how is that even held up there? There's no pillar on the other side.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about pillows.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, for me, I just don't want to rush in anything. I want to make sure it's right before it's completed.
Well, they say houseplants, if you don't have any, it's no big deal, but it's something people tend to notice immediately if you do have them. Those,
yeah. If they're alive or not. Are you taking care of your plant?
I try, but they are feisty.
If they are dead, got dead leaves all around the, you know, the base of the flower or plant, they're judging you.
She's hanging on for dear life.
I got a great plant that it tells me when it needs to be watered because it'll just droop like.
Oh, okay.
And as soon as I put water, like the next day, it's back up.
It's perky.
All right.
It's almost like it's had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because why are plants so dramatic?
I don't know.
It's like droop and it's like, I can't go on. Oh, water. I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, they are dying. They're dying of thirst.
Simmer down.
Oh,
just
my
goodness.
God. You're a cruel person.
Tap me on the leg as I walk by.
You know what's so funny is like Tori is all about pets. Let me get down and play with a pet. And then if it's a plant, let's just neglect it. And let it just droop over.
You wouldn't do that with a pet. I do not neglect it. It just doesn't have what it takes to live in my fast-paced society
life. Calm down. Y'all quit fighting. Okay, the next thing, speaking of all this, is pets. If you have pets, especially if you have misbehaving dogs that will jump on people, put them away until they've calmed down and can get out.
Yes.
Because you don't want them to be harassing your guests as they walk in.
Well, I'm usually the one harassing the dog. I'm usually the one riling it up.
John puts Tori out when people comes over.
That's pretty funny.
So I look in the window. I'm like, please, at least pass some water.
Hawk, you mentioned the clutter.
Then
the scent was number one. And they also said if you want to know the two places to clean before people come over that makes the most difference is the kitchen and the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
They're the two spots where it makes the most sense to deep clean, at least wipe them down pretty good.
I'll go to a friend's house and we don't leave the kitchen.
Everybody
we're not even there eating. Everybody just stands in the kitchen
and
chats.
In case you are hungry, you're right there by the fridge or the pantry.
Grab a drink.
That's probably how it starts. You offer him something to drink, go to the fridge, and the next thing you know, you haven't left the kitchen.
What if it's different, though? What if you did hang out in the bathroom, and that's the only place you hung out? It was like you and all your friends just talking in the bathroom.
I've done that.
Hey, y'all turn your head. Steve's about to go.
Y'all are weird people, man.
We had 12 people in there, 3 in the tub, 2 on the sink, 1 on the toilet, and 2 in the floor.
There you go.
I think 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I can't fit that many people in my bathroom.
It was small.
Wow. Y'all are really weird.
Sometimes we just get in that conversation and somebody comes up and they're interested in that conversation. Somebody else, before you know it, it's like the bathroom's crowded.
Well, you're bored. You're like, I wonder how many people I can get in my bathroom.
Y'all aren't really serious, are you?
I wasn't, but Cato is.
I am.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.